हरे कृष्ण। लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेज भगवद गीता, विहाय कामान जस्सर्वान् पुमांश्चरति निःस्पृहः निर्ममो निरहंकार सशांतिमधिगच्छति। ही सेज इन द सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड स्टेट इंडिविजुअल living entity, vihaya kaman ya sarvan, having freed from all the material desires, pumams charati nispraha, he is walking on the earth, he is walking in his life, but without being tied and bound and pinned down by varieties of pushings and pullings and material desires. Nirmamo, without any mamata, or without any ahankar, nirahankara. Such a person, in that realized state, he leads a pure life. Also, he talks about apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadva. The healthy state of heart is when the heart is freed of all material desires. When one is completely satisfied in the activities of the self alone, the activities of self alone, which means the self derives the greatest bliss in engaging in Krishna service. He does not waver in any other direction. How surprising it is in this world that people who possess a lot keep hankering for more and struggling to possess more, still lacking happiness and satisfaction, with a heart full of greed and envy. On the other hand, a person situated in the path of pure devotional service, he can possess nothing and be most satisfied and completely remain in the platform of pure spiritual bliss. As it is explained here, vihaya kamanya sarvan. That is made possible because vihaya kamanya sarvan, having given up all the material aspirations, having understood himself to be different from the body, material body, and being a servant of Krishna. So the power of the holy name is that it kills the material desires. It destroys, it burns out the material desires and does not allow them to sprout and develop and grow into a huge vatavriksha tree. Because this material world is called as an upside down banyan tree, whose roots are nourished by the three modes of material nature. But the holy name does not nourish this tree, rather it cuts this tree to pieces and finishes one's material consciousness and material life. On the contrary, having, on one hand, while working on destroying our material consciousness, the holy name also gives the devotee unlimited, unending, transcendental bliss in the association of the supremely blissful. वृत्तये आत्मा रामाय शांताय कैवल्य पतये नमः। सो विदाउट पसेसिंग एनीथिंग मटेरियल इन दिस वर्ल्ड, ओनली बाय पसेसिंग कृष्णा, द डिवोटी बिकम्स कंप्लीटली सैटिस्फाइड एंड ब्लिसफुल इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ कृष्णा। सो एसोसिएशन ऑफ कृष्णा इज ऑलमोस्ट एन इम्पॉसिबिलिटी, बट एसोसिएशन ऑफ द होली नेम इज विद इन अवर रीच। बट द होली नेम is the same Krishna coming in a more merciful way to help us to get connected to Krishna in the spiritual world. So that is why anyone who is eager to have a peaceful heart, a heart that does not throb with desires of the material world, which are constantly making an individual diseased, like a diseased person, suffers, just like a virus enters into the system and a few days it knocks a person off. He cannot eat peacefully, he cannot sleep peacefully, he cannot do any activity. But a potent medicine or drug that is taken goes into the system, you don't even know what it does, but it destroys those germs in the body and makes one very healthy. Similarly, chanting of the holy name is like a very potent medicine. It can destroy the material desires and awaken our dormant love for Krishna, which is actually our prime goal. And if we also want to walk like this great sage that is being explained in this verse in Bhagavad Gita, Vihaya Kaman Yasarvan. This is one of my most favorite verses in the second chapter. Vihaya Kaman Yasarvan. Having given up all the material aspirations and material goals and ambitions in life, Pumam Charati Nispraha. So the Charati actually means to graze or to walk. This person walks in the material world Nispraha, without any material aspirations or material desires, only having spiritual desires in the heart, without any mamata or ahankar. So that is only possible by repeated recitation of the holy name and by the mercy of the holy name when we hear it attentively. And many people have in the past succeeded in this. Just like in a hospital, you see a person lying in the bed coughing and sickly, and then after 3-4 days you come to know that he has got discharged now. He has become healthier and he is discharged. Similarly, the holy name also has shown in the past many people have become discharged from this material world back to spiritual world. Bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. So a devotee should have a firm faith in the purification that is offered by the holy name as a very potent medicine. And keeping this in mind with the desire to dismiss all the material desires and with the desire to become maddened in the ecstatic love for Krishna, this should be the highest thing placed in the pedestal of a devotee's mind. And thus one should chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki.